Welcome in, everyone. I am Evan Sherard, the host of the Unnamed Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about sports broadcasting. Sports broadcasting, there are lots of ins and outs to knowing how to do it well. We've all heard the bad ones. We've all heard the good ones. We all have our preferences, but there's a lot that goes into the nuts and bolts of sports broadcasting. We may think that a great voice is what counts, and we might think that having the right excitement at the right times and the right words are what you need. But really, a lot of this all comes back down to where the money is coming from. A lot of people just getting into the business need to know how to sell. And if you can't sell, you might not get the job, no matter how good a broadcaster you are. Today, I've brought in Brett Landon from WABI TV5 CBS Bangor to talk to us a little bit about some of that stuff and sports broadcasting in general. Brett, welcome in.
Hey, thank you. Evan, it's so nice to be here. I appreciate you reaching out. Looking forward to sharing some intel about how we do it from the local level all the way up to CBS.
Thank you so much. Yeah, six-time MAB winner and the creator of Discover. There's a lot to talk about when it goes into creating a TV segment. And I know in sports broadcasting especially, it's important for the non-live shows, when you're talking about an ESPN or CBS Sports, to have creative ideas. So how did you kind of come up with that idea?
A lot of what we do here is, you know, symbiotic between the sports department, the news department, the sales department, and everything else in between. But, you know, live sports, take it with that first, is a very big, important part of what we do here at the station. And it's important in this day and age to have content, to provide local content that people can't get anywhere else. So when broadcasters and competitors around town, you know, if you're the one out there beating the streets to show the local high school football games, for example, you know, to broadcast those and provide those to the audience, in our case, Bangor, Market 155, it separates us from everybody else. It's a community impact. It's about localism. So live sports, community program is not, in community programming like that, is not stuff that people DVR. People watch live sports live, right? They watch live news, which is what we do, which is what we're best at. They watch it live. So it becomes our most sellable product. You know, it becomes that product that's unique to us, and it's the products that our viewers depend on us to bring them. So tying it to live local sports, it is the lifeblood of a station. Live programming is very much the lifeblood of broadcast TV stations these days. The mediums are changing, the markets are changing, all the way up to CBS, and you know the shuffle to get live sports, you know, on television and keep it there is what's keeping linear TV in place. There's so much competition out there with streaming and how people are digesting content these days. So the live broadcast is king because literally it becomes unique and that thing that you become known for. So,
that's awesome. I mean, Brett, you've done a lot of creative work in trying to, all right, like, how are we gonna advertise this? How are we gonna sell this? And what can we create to be competitive? In a world that's so competitive, how are you advertising these different things?
Yeah, so and that brings you right back to the point of our Discover program, which is one of those tools we use on a local level. It's live, it's long form storytelling. You know, it's long form storytelling that makes us unique here. Builds community relationship, community partnership, and what Discover is in this case. Give you a nutshell look at it is it's a half hour program where we feature up to 10 to 12 local businesses in stories about what it is they do. It's a magazine style format, and it's hosted in a way that whereas the people who are building it and are being featured in it the people who are featured are paying to be there. They're sponsored roles, sponsored positions. But the key part of this is that we do it in an entertainment focus. We do it in a way that our viewers appreciate seeing. And it became and is one of our most popular programs on our station because it's all about local, 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 you know? And that separates us from our competition. That brings viewers to the channel. And like live local sports, it becomes, ingrained in our community. You know, people love when we come to town to do one of these Discover shows. And just so happens, and I'm glad you asked, Evan, just so happens that we have our three newest shows that are airing next week, blatant plug. So Discover is one of those programs that starts with the idea of a creative concept, you know, starts with the idea of walking to a client. Oh my God, I would love to feature you guys on this show. You know, we're doing a Christmas show and a Christmas theme, and you happen to have alpaca fur and alpaca coats. And my God, does everybody know that you're here? Advertising is the chore of being able to tell people that you exist.
So Brett, is that what you do? Is that like the nuts and bolts of like how you find these people? Because I find it fascinating how, like, how did this brand become a sponsor here, and how are they on this show? And, you know, like, why am I seeing, I don't know, like DraftKings on like NFL football? Like, why is that there? Is that, you know, like, is that when you're making those kind of decisions? Is that what's happening?
So there are two points to that. So when we're doing long form content, we look for, as the executive producer of that show, I look for great stories to tell. I need to be focused on what stories, what content is going to resonate with our viewers. And why? Is it community-based? Is it the fact that we're going to a particular town and we're featuring a whole bunch of businesses there? Is it the fact that we're going to focus on home improvement and we want to have a flooring guy and a contractor for plumbing and somebody who sells literally all the building supplies you could ever need? Or is it holidays and I need to show great gift ideas to people? So I have to think about where we go, what the theme of that convention is, and ultimately, you know, what story we need to tell for the show. Then we need to figure out, okay, which advertisers, which businesses would represent really good content, and would they be good on camera? Do they have a great story to tell? You know, so we pick them very much for the Discover shows. When you're talking about a DraftKings or you're talking about on a national level, there's a whole nother marketplace out there for that kind of level of stuff. They are sending inquiries through their advertising agencies to the local stations. We have DraftKings in our local sports broadcast. We broadcast the Patriots here in Bangor, and they have purchased local spots for this market. And but they've reached out through their advertising agency. They want to be on high profile programming associated with football and sports and whatnot.
So with the NFL. Are you involved in that process on the local level?
Yes, we are. Yes.
So, yeah. What does that look like?
Well, it's a matter of rate negotiations. It is a matter of finding placements, because we sell our inventory, our NFL inventory, way in advance. We sell it up front, essentially. And that means that at the beginning of the football season, we say, this is our NFL schedule. This is what we've got. Who wants to become a season sponsor? And they pay a premium to be there. But it's much cheaper to do that than it is to come by spot specific, you know? So I just want that Patriots game in November. So buying up front means you're in all the games. So you get a premium rate to be there. But if you want to be in one game, you know, you want to be in this weekend's game, well, then it's a different rate. So it's rate negotiations. That starts with an agency. And then usually that goes through me or one of the guys. Basically, I find out what availability we have. And then we have another guy down the hall who handles the actual negotiation with the agencies.
Do you have any story from one of those negotiations where either someone, like any stress test or, that's a weird request, like any weird happening in these? I feel like it's got to be pretty dry, but you have anything there?
It's very, very dry. And you know what happens is that a lot of those negotiations are, you know, this is what we're paying for your station. So it gets like sometimes nail biting. You know, we're talking thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars for these TV spots, right? Because they wanted this rate, and we know we got to get this rate to get them in there. And sometimes where it gets crazy is if we don't have enough room at the end. We only have 11 TV commercials. The NFL only gives us 11 avails in one of those broadcasts. So they only give us 11 avails in one of those broadcasts. So sometimes this is the 12th avail, and we have to just make a decision, you know, amongst us, who's got to go. And sometimes that's based on rate. Sometimes that's based on contract length. And sometimes we don't take the extra money because we need to protect a local advertiser who pre-bought at the upfronts. You know, so is there a funny story? Not really, but it is. Does it get kind of nerve wracking when you've got $10,000 over here and five over here and 20,000 there and 50,000 there and all this other stuff? And yeah, can be kind of fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of breaks, we're going to take a quick break right now and we'll be right back. I'd like to thank our sponsors, HelloFresh, for helping us out with this episode of the Unnamed Podcast. If you're like me, it's hard to come by time to make food that you actually feel good about eating. HelloFresh provides that. With prepackaged meals that come once a week, you have so much food to choose from that's all fresh. It's in the name, folks, HelloFresh. And HelloFresh indeed, because the lemon chicken that I just had last night was so good and it took me less than 5 minutes to prepare. And guys, I can't cook. So if you're like me and you need help, you're busy all the time going from one thing to the next, editing a podcast, editing a video, doing a podcast, scheduling guests, this is just what you need. And if you're just an everyday Joe, just coming home from work, you're tired, you don't want to make something, it's time to get HelloFresh. Stop treating yourself poorly when you go out and get fast food. Get something that's really good for you and is just as fast as that fast food. And hey, you don't have to leave the house. So thank you to HelloFresh for sponsoring today's podcast. Use code UNNAMED for 25% off your first order. And now back to Brett and I. And welcome back, everyone. Now, Brett and I, we were just talking about the how hectic it can get when, you know, making a deal on a local level with like the NFL comes in. Here they are. And I was just, you know, I'm just curious, like, what are the other sports like when they come in? I'm sure like UMaine is right there. Do you guys do their games ever?
So, that's a great question. We used to do UMaine. We used to broadcast a 13 game UMaine hockey, schedule. We would broadcast those live. Now it's just, we're down to high school football. There's always contract negotiations that come in with, particularly with universities, dealing with, I mean, we're a CBS affiliate, so we have to show CBS stuff. And in our case, that's SEC football, that is March Madness, NCAA basketball. And in order sometimes to take a UMaine game, we have to deal with preempting CBS stuff. And sometimes that's a challenge because we can't, because we're contractually obligated to carry the CBS program. Sometimes that's an episode of Blue Bloods on Friday night and the main hockey games on Friday night. And we have to take Blue Bloods versus the hockey game. So between preemptions and contract negotiations, we've actually exited the business of UMaine hockey. And it's for no other reason than just can't make it fit in what we do, you know? Whereas with local high school sports, we can do those on a Saturday afternoon, you know, when we're preempting PBR Bull Riders, for example, you know.
Yeah, sure. People
would rather see, you know, instead of what the CBS Sports Spectacular with skydiving in you know, Spain, they'd rather see kids from local schools playing football.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So we can get away with that a little bit more. So high school sports is certainly the key for us, you know. And
I think that's really cool because I've always wondered, like, what the hell? Why is CBS not showing this game right now? It's happening 20 feet away from me. Like, I can't buy a ticket, but like, this is CBS. Come on. And on the local level, I'm like, I think that's an answer to a question I think a lot of people are probably wondering, like, why the hell aren't they carrying that? It's like, look, they couldn't make it fit.
They couldn't make it fit. Sometimes, and certainly the NFL has a lot of blackout rules. For example, if in Maine, we're not subject to it too much, but what would happen in the olden days would be that the Patriots, and it may happen next year given the Patriots schedule, but they don't sell out at Gillette Stadium, you know, and when they don't sell out at Gillette Stadium or they don't reach a sellout capacity, then it's blacked out in market. And it's been very seldom over the last years, certainly with Patriots, the last 20 years, that you have to worry about blackouts. But NFL blackouts used to be a real thing, particularly in the 90s, where you would not be able to show the game if the gate wasn't full at old Foxborough Stadium back in the days. Nowadays, not so much, but those would be things. The other things is that TV stations in general want to carry things that they can own, right? So we want to carry, if we're doing high school sports and we're doing these teams, we want to be the place that is exclusive to that. You know, a lot of times universities will have other people doing their games. So there might be on games in our competitors across town, but we are less incentivized to carry those games when if we're doing a really a big game and we get some viewership the next game, we're actually increasing the competitor's viewership. So we're less inclined to carry stuff like that. So exclusivity is key for that. And, you know, it's always a challenge in those negotiations to figure out, you know, how, what level of exclusivity is possible.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that's what I see in headlines, at least when these big companies are like, all right, they're vying for position with these huge leagues like the NFL. Nobody else is broadcasting this because it's all federated through the NFL and they've got their broadcasting rights. But on a local level, that gets really interesting because sometimes it's not that big.
Right.
And you're like, all right, I'm just going to fight with the other guy there instead of like, we're going to become like, do you guys ever negotiate with certain, like, we are the exclusive, like this is part of the negotiation?
No, we'll do that on a local level. We're a Gray station. So Gray negotiates on the CBS level now, which is great. Oh. Gray bought us in 2017. And prior to that, we would negotiate directly with CBS for NFL. And what a lot of people don't know is that we end up having to pay for those NFL games. You know, we pay a certain amount every year for the right to be able to broadcast those NFL games in market.
So that's you as in Gray, like your specific WABI TV5?
Gray, yes.
Wow. Okay. So are you paying CBS?
Pays CBS for the rights to broadcast those games. Yes.
And then CBS is paying. And then that's and between CBS
pays
and
the NFL. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's called in-market market compensation and whatnot. So we have to pay for the rights to cover those games. And so what happens is that we end up having to pass that, you know, those fees essentially onto our advertisers. So it is the NFL, for example, is our blue chip stuff. You know, we've got local news, do local sports, and the NFL is the best stuff that we have. And we're pretty lucky to have had the Patriots for the last 20 years because they're the most watched team. Those are the things that we sell to keep the lights on, you know, to be able to run. We sell Discover shows to keep the lights on, to keep the staff employed. You know, the sales side of the building is what takes in all the revenue, because you at home watching a Patriots game, you're getting it for free unless you're paying YouTube TV to watch it, or you're paying, whatever. We will get a little bit of compensation, a few pennies on the dollar. From YouTube TV, Gray will, for that matter, that we provide the signal to YouTube TV. So there is compensation back and forth there. Somebody, if you're watching something, somebody is getting paid somewhere down the line. It just becomes a matter of who's getting paid and how it works. And essentially, the revenue stream for a TV station like us, a broadcast TV station, all our product, we have to look at it as that's completely free to our end users, the viewers themselves. They can put rabbit ears up and not pay anybody to watch the signal, and they get it for free, right? So the only way a station makes money is to sell advertisers. And when we have to pay the NFL via Gray, via CBS, we have to pass those fees to the advertisers, and ultimately those determine our rates, you know. And as it turns out, you know, those rates, it might be one of the more expensive products on our station, but the viewership justifies that, you know, and it's exclusive to us. So we're the Patriot station. They're exclusive to us. They can't get them anyplace else. So it makes sense on a business model to be able to offer those kind of things, because we can make enough money on them to keep the lights on.
Yeah. So when it comes to those kind of rights and broadcasting and like the cutting, like, all right, we're going to take that cost.
Yeah.
Because we make so much here. I guess, like, does that really shows how important advertising is, right? I mean, I think those are some of the unspoken things, but it's like, if you don't have that,
yeah,
is the broadcast going to make money from the sponsors? Cause that's another way you guys make money.
Right. That is, I mean, essentially the network compensation, there is none. We pay to have those things. The only way we do make money is from the advertisers, you know?
Yeah.
So we have to justify sometimes, not like CBS, we're a CBS affiliate. So whatever CBS has got, we have to take and we mm-hmm. have to pay for it. So we are always sending money for NCAA sports. So SEC football, NCAA basketball, PGA Tour. Yes, thank you. The PGA Tour golf. We're actually, you know, we pay money for those things too. So we have to sell them in order to justify that and then keep the lights on, you know? So depending on how popular the products are, happens to be the NFL is super popular. Now, if we were down south and we were in, you know, Georgia or Alabama or any of those places, we could make a lot more money on SEC football.
Yes.
But here, who cares? You know, I mean, maybe so games and stuff.
Yeah. So geography. So are you saying that geography plays a huge role in what sports?
Absolutely.
You guys are going to put so like, yeah, you're really focused on the demographics then in your job.
You have to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, with NFL, I mean, we're lucky enough for the 20 years, we're lucky enough to be the Patriot station. You know, yeah. If we were in New York, we'd have been the Jets station. And who cares about the Jets?
Yeah, that would have been brutal.
Yeah. Awful. Yeah. Right? So we could command a higher price, you know, because it was a more viewable product and more in demand and supply and demand. I know I got 11 avails. So they have to be priced correctly to keep the lights on.
Wow. Okay, well, Brett, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure talking to you. So glad you could.
Yes.
So glad you were willing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And on behalf of Brett Landon, I'm Evan Sherrard, saying so long for listening to the Unnamed Podcast.